Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, February 28th, last day of February, also the birthday of Sister Sarah Woodard. And so I want to say happy birthday to Miss Sarah, and I want to be praying for her today on her special birthday. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for the good day He's given us and the opportunity to be able to come now over the airwaves and bring you these messages. I appreciate you, our faithful listeners. I know some of you listen in every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, and we're so grateful and thankful for that. And we give God glory and honor for it as well. Amen. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer together and ask God to bless and help now in these needs that we have today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank you, dear God, for saving me by your grace. Thank you for giving me a good wife and good children and a good home, for giving me a good church, for giving me a heavenly home one of these days. And Lord, I want to thank you just for being so good. I do pray, dear God, you'd bless now on the broadcast. Would you use it for your glory? Let the good seed fall in good soil, that it might bring forth a good harvest to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you for it all. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, I sure do appreciate you praying with us, and hope you'll keep praying for us. Amen. We're going to get ready to look in Revelation chapter number 1 as we're working our way through this first chapter in our study of the book of Revelation. Verse by verse, the first three chapters we're going to be dealing with as the days go by. But before we do, I've got two songs queued up here. First of all, I've got the Primitive Quartet singing a beautiful song, one I love, one of my new favorites, one entitled When the Shepherd Became the Lamb. Tells a wonderful story of redemption. And then after that, I've got Ben and Whitney, our youngest son and his wife, and they just found out they're going to be parents again. They've got a little boy, just, I don't know, a year and a half old or so, and little Jordan, and they're going to have another one now, Lord willing, down about October. And so he'll be about 2 years old time the baby gets here, and what a blessing that'll be. Amen. And so I'm thankful for Ben and Whitney and give them congratulations and pray for them as well. Amen. So here's Ben and Whitney singing, Did I Mention That I Love Him? Revelation chapter number 1, verse 13. And the Bible said, And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hairs were white as wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. In this text that I read to you, we saw that John had heard the voice behind him and turned to see who had spoken to him. I don't believe that John questioned the voice. I think he recognized the voice, but he longed to see him. And I don't know how long it'll be, but one of these days we're going to hear that voice. And I'll say more about it as I go into the message, because he talks about his voice as the sound of many waters. But we're going to hear that voice, and every child of God, there's something down in them that will recognize the voice of their shepherd. Amen. They'll recognize that voice, and we're longing for that voice, and we'll go to be with him, amen, when he calls us on that day. Well, John recognized Christ when he saw him. So John saw him in the midst of those candlesticks. Then he started describing him unto us. We talked about his raiment. In verse number 13, he mentioned his garment and his girdle. And then we talked about his royal head that he saw there. That royal head of our Lord, he said, had brilliant hair. It was white like wool, white as snow. That he had eyes as a flame of fire. Now tonight I want to notice verse number 15. He moves as he observes the Lord. John notices his feet. I call these his regal feet. His feet are likened to fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, is what the Bible said.
in the book of Revelation, the Son of Man, with his feet as brass, show that his ways are unyielding in righteousness. He's not going to change. He's not going to turn for you. He's not going to turn for me. He's not going to turn for our loved ones. He's not going to turn just because, say, the times have changed. Amen. His feet are fine brass. So I notice his regal feet in verse number 15. Also notice in the last part of verse 15, his robust voice. Here it said, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Now you and I know that water is a very powerful force of nature. If you would stand by a waterfall, or if you stand by the seaside and hear the sound of many waters, you'll hear a loud noise that drowns out everything else. Nothing else seems to make a move. Nothing else seems to make a noise, because that water moving in its power makes such a loud noise. And when we stand next to it, we stand in awe at the power of that water. Amen. His voice as the sound of many waters. He speaks with power. When Jesus speaks, demons have to flee. Amen. That man in Mark chapter 5, and it's in other scriptures as well, I think Luke 8, but in Mark chapter 5 in particular, that man that we call the Gadarene demoniac had a bunch of devils in him. Matter of fact, they were so many devils, when the Lord asked him their name, he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." I don't know if that means that there was a certain number, that, for example, that make up a legion in the army, or the Roman army, or however. I don't know if that was the way they used it, but I know this. Apparently there was multiple devils in that one man. And enough devils in that one man that it went to a whole herd of swine. About 2,000, the Bible said. But when Jesus told those devils to get out of that man, they didn't have enough ability, all of them put together, to say no. Amen. When Jesus said come out, they had to come out. That's the power of the voice of the Savior. Amen. They even had to ask for permission to get into the pigs. I wonder, here is a thought, it's just sidetracked, but I wonder if it's not true, if devils don't ask for permission, or at least get permission to get in people. And I'm not talking about necessarily permission from the Lord. I'm talking about permission from the people. I believe people get devils in them by opening doors and introducing themselves to those spirit worlds. Amen. I believe a lot of drugs. I believe a lot of drink. Drinks are called spirits, by the way. I believe a lot of the things, a lot of these games, Ouija games, video games, a lot of the things people are doing, they're opening doors to devils. And they're letting them in. By the way, a lot of this stuff that goes on, they say one of the biggest promoters of yoga today is a man by the name of Dr. Oz. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's real popular, and he sends out all this health information, but he's teaching people to have this transcendental meditation. Opening your mind to devils is what he's having you do. They're doing it in Baptist churches. They're getting together and doing these things that are opening doors, I believe, to devils. Well, here, to get back to my message, this thought here, when our Lord spoke, devils had to flee. When our Lord spoke, storms had to stop raging. Amen. When our Lord spoke, waves of sea had to lay down and be still. Amen. When our Lord spoke, dead men came out of the grave. Thank God. I'm glad He's still calling. And one of these glorious days, He's going to speak again. Amen. He's going to say, come up hither, and I'm headed out of here. Amen. The dead in Christ will hear His voice and rise and go to be with Him in the air. And we that remain, amen, shall be caught up together with them. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, as part of where I was quoting there. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. I don't believe it's somebody else shouting. I believe it's His voice shouting. And the voice of the archangel. I believe that's His voice. And with the trump of God. I believe that's His voice. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Here's a verse Brother Hall probably likes. Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 10. My beloved spake and said to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Amen. One of these days Jesus is going to step out on a cloud, and we're going to hear that voice as of mighty waters. And He's going to say, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. And when He calls, we're going up to meet Him. Amen. when he calls, I'll fly away. That's the song. Amen. Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 1. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Amen. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. There is a voice going to sound one of these days, and it's the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to call us out of this world. But the only ones that will hear His voice on that day are those that have tuned in to the right station already. They've heard His voice when He called them out of their sin. Amen. They heard His voice and heeded His voice when He called them to Him for salvation. Then they got where they could understand His voice. Amen. And hear His voice and know His voice when He calls us from the clouds. Amen. So we see His regal feet. Let me give you the last one. We see His right hand, verse number 16. And He had in His right hand 7 stars. Now of His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and His countenance was as a sun, as the sun shineth in His strength. 3 things I want you to notice, and this is all dealing with the right hand. First of all, after John noticed and documented the appearance of Christ's garments, he documented the appearance of His head, His hair, His eyes, and His feet. And even His voice. And now he goes on to notice something special that's in the right hand of the Savior. I'm interested that it's in that very particular hand. He notices 7 specific stars in the right hand of the Savior. You see that? And in His right hand, 7 stars. Now you may wonder what the mystery is of those stars. Verse number 20 tells us, look with me. Verse number 20, the mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in My right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. And the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest are the 7 churches. So these 7 stars are the 7 angels or messengers, I believe pastors, of the 7 local independent churches. Amen. He's sending a message. Now, I read commentators where men said, and I mean some good men, said this is, they said every time the word angels used in the book of Revelation, it's always talking about a heavenly being and never talking about a human being. And it said, therefore, we shouldn't change Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3 to be talking about a human being. But numbers of times in the Bible, He'll call those angels men. So it wouldn't be a surprise if He'd call a man an angel. Amen. I believe that he's talking about messengers, and when we see these messengers, I don't believe John was to write a letter to a heavenly messenger. I don't believe he'd write a letter of reproof to a heavenly messenger. I believe he wrote these letters of reproof to human messengers that had the capability of making decisions to serve God or not to serve God. Amen. And so he's writing, I believe, to some human messengers. But the thing that I see here are these angels or these pastors and messengers of these 7 churches of Asia, which John is commissioned to write this letter, are in the hand of the Lord. Not just either hand. John specifically says in the right hand. These stars speak of a ministry of light which Christ has committed to the saints. Amen. We are responsible to shine in His light. Amen. We're responsible to shine for Him in the world. Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's what the song said. Amen. The song goes on and said, Jesus gave me a light and He told me to let it shine. Now, one of the problems today, a lot of people want it to be their own light and they want to get their own recognition and they want to be a star. Amen. Amen. But Jesus wants us to be a star, but the star He wants us to be is not the star of our own show. Amen. He wants us to be a star set in the firmament that'll lighten up the firmament, that'll brighten up the darkness, that people might see the Lord Jesus Christ and the glory of the heavens rather than individuals. Amen. And so Jesus has these 7 stars in His hand. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3 says this, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. And so these messengers with the gospel message are stars in the hand of God. Now again, I've said it over and over, but I want you to notice that He specifically says it's in His right hand. Not just any hand, but in His right hand. Verse 16. And He had in His right hand 7 stars. That right hand is the hand that holds the scepter. The king, that right hand, is the hand that holds the sword, the warrior. Amen. That right hand that holds the scepter and that right hand that holds the sword is the same hand that holds the stars for the glory of Christ. Amen. That shows me that Jesus has in His hand His messengers. In other words, He has the right to place them where He wants them. Amen. He has the right to provide for them as He sees fit. And He has the right to protect them. That's why He says, touch not mine anointed and do that my prophets no harm. Amen. And so I'm saying Jesus has the power and the authority to place, to provide, and to protect His men. And I believe He will. I believe the day's coming when they're going to rise up against us. We've talked a little bit about it. And if you heard anything that was going on the radio this morning, as Brother Massengale played that special program and talked about what's going on there, and we'll say more about that as days come. But I want to tell you, they're going to do their best, from the government, from the governor, all the way down to the little man here in town. They're going to do their best to shut down the message that says that sodomy is sin, because they've chosen to embrace it. They've chosen to uphold it. They've chosen to promote it. And if we're going to help people, we got to tell them it's sin and you need to get out of it. Amen. They're going to do their best to stop it. And Brother Massengale said that they had had people that have left their church, and things have been said and things have been told that are untrue, and that people are picking up on it and writing things and saying things and doing things that are untrue. I don't doubt that one bit. You know that's how they operate. That's exactly how they operate, trying to undermine. And by the way, the media will pick up on it in a hat's drop. Amen. They'll pick up on it as quickly as they can and try to spread all kinds of foolishness. But I want to tell you, Jesus is still in control, and He's still got His stars, thank God, in His right hand. Amen. And Jesus is still walking around through the candlesticks. Thank God. Amen. He's still in control.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.